can't believe the Burt repeater is like a flagship type repeater, but this is a pretty good repeater.
Well, BQD, he said where he's living, I mean, you know, he can get that, I guess, you know, full quieting, you know, coming in where he's living.
Oh, the 200? Yeah, oh yeah. That one's got full bars on the radio.
Can you hear it in my background?
Yeah, I got it. I got the volume turned down on mine, but yeah, them guys are talking right now.
Oh, now they're not going to say nothing. I got it playing in the background using the HT. That's how good it comes in over here.
Huh. That's very, very interesting.
Well, I'm only probably 8 miles from it.
Well, I get it on the HT here. I can receive it. I can't get to it because I don't have the external antenna hooked up to the HT, but yeah, I can get it clear out here on the HT.
How's it come into you on the HT where you're at?
Good. Comes in real good.
Got to remember, I'm in a metal building, too, and picking it up.
Talking, that's fine. I can be, you know, it's just fun just to listen, you know, we're all over the states how they come in.
I'm in a metal building and picking it up on my HT.
That is because you are Wedge.
I can switch to the HT.
You for not asking me what kind.
I don't know. I'd have to try that in the mobile with a mobile antenna and see how it worked.
Thank you for not asking me what the name brand is on that HT.
It's a Bofang, isn't it?
Well, you better be careful, man. I don't know if you've ever watched the show Beetlejuice, but if you say Bofang 3 times, you'll get somebody up here jumping up and down.
Okay, hold on.
I'm on Stormy's handheld. How's that sound?
Sounds good, Jim. Just a minute.
Yeah, sounds good, Jim.